This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Mayor Bob McDavid asked Columbia City Council members to consider using $500,000 in surplus funds for the renovation of the Blind Boone home. Councilmember Gary Kespel says the city plans to use the house as a museum and community space with government offices on the second floor, but the building is in need of repairs. Kespel says the city can use the surplus for this project because general fund reserves have already been set aside.
Adding more money to the general fund, I mean, it's okay to do, but we're already above our guidelines. So, you know, if we need roads that need to be fixed or sidewalks that need to be repaired or whatever it is, we probably ought to do that.
Under the current proposal, the remaining $1.4 million of the surplus would go towards maintaining Columbia's roads. Missouri senators want to create an online database for businesses to check whether prospective employees have a history of filing workers' compensation claims. The bill drew support from both Republicans and Democrats, who say they hope a database will help stop people from abusing the workers' compensation system by repeatedly filing claims against employers. Senators say employers already have access to an applicant's workers' compensation claim, but must do so in writing, which can take a couple of weeks. An online database, they say, could speed up the hiring process, benefiting both workers and employers. A lawmaker from St. Louis County has filed a bill that would make it a felony for any Missouri legislator to sponsor legislation that would infringe upon Second Amendment gun rights. Republican House member Mike Lira says he doesn't expect the bill to actually make it to the floor and that he's just trying to make a point.
We have legislators both in Washington, D.C. and in Missouri constantly attacking our constitutional rights under the Second Amendment. And I just felt it was time to give a little bit of pushback and make a statement that, you know, we're not going to take this anymore.
Democrat Stacey Newman of St. Louis County calls it a silly bill that casts Missouri in a comical light. She's sponsoring legislation that would require background checks for customers at gun shows. Lira's bill has not yet been assigned to a committee. Columbia City Council decided last night to delay any decision-making in the Providence Road project until after the April 2nd municipal elections. In 2012, a two-phase plan was proposed to try and address traffic problems on Providence Road near the Grasslands neighborhood. The second phase included the seizure and demolition of eight properties along the stretch of Providence Road to be replaced by a new residential street to redirect traffic flow. That's prompted some controversy in the neighborhood. City Council tabled further discussion Monday, deciding to hold a public hearing after the April municipal election to discuss what the council should do with the proposal. Councilwoman Laura Nosser was on City Council when improvements to the Providence Road were being initially discussed.
I put forth a resolution to rescind those ordinances and go back to the drawing board because there's so many people that are disenfranchised, I think, through this process that I think we just need to stop and start over.
Nosser says the discussion was tabled because of the gap of time and lack of ongoing communications between all parties involved. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.